This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We're at the 26th chapter. We got stuck there a couple of days ago, and I'm telling you what, this is something. This 26th chapter of Jeremiah is such a powerful chapter. I love reading it over and over and over again. Let's begin reading and let's see where we're at here. We're 26 and about verse 5. To listen to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I have been sending to you again and again and again, but you have not listened. Then I will make this house like Shiloh, and the city I will make a curse to all the nations of the earth. The priests and the prophets and all the people that heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord, when Jeremiah finished speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, the priests and the prophets and all the people seized him, saying, "You must die." Notice here, we've read this several times, I know. But notice here what he's saying. He even called these people priests. They called them prophets. They called them these holy people, supposedly. The priests, the prophets, and all the people seized him, saying, "You must die." Now, if they're priests and they're prophets, why in the world were they called such a thing to begin with? And why would they want to kill a prophet of God? Because they were false. That's why. They were false prophets, they were false priests, and they're a dime a dozen everywhere you go. They are everywhere, folks. And even though they call themselves priests, prophets, they might call themselves priests, prophets, but they're not. But they weren't disputed here in this place, in this particular, they weren't disputed. And yet, they continued to want to kill the prophet of God. They wanted to kill the prophet of God regardless of whether they were right or wrong. They wanted to kill him. They wanted to do anything and everything to this man, Jeremiah. But he was a truthful, bold, strong prophet. And he said exactly what thus saith the Lord, which he was instructed to do. And they said, "You must die. You must die." What a thing to say, just because this man was trying to tell the truth. I'm telling you what, folks. He was just trying to tell the truth. And they came and got to him and started to kill him, but he continued to prophesy. He continued to speak what thus saith the Lord. "Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord?" Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord? Now imagine these people that were so far off from the truth. Imagine them speaking and saying this to Jeremiah, the prophet. Imagine it. "Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, 'This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate, without inhabitant'? And all the people gathered about Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord, and set in the entrance of the new gate of the house of the Lord's house. Then the priests and the prophets spoke to the officials and to all the people, saying, a death sentence for this man. A death sentence for this man. They had no mercy upon Jeremiah, on anything that he said. They wanted him dead. Why? Because he was speaking something that was in complete opposition to what they've been prophesying for years and years and years. Their prosperity gospel, their prosperity message, everybody bought it. Everybody bought it. You got to be careful, folks. What's highly esteemed among men is an abomination unto God. Did you get that? What's highly esteemed among men is an abomination unto God. Prosperity message, their feel-good message, their message that everything was all right, everything's good, everything's great because you guys are so good and so great and you can't do wrong. And, you know, you've heard a million. They're a dime a dozen. YouTube prophets, they'll tell you that just to get you to click their donate button. And these people, they're saying a death sentence for this man, for he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard in your hearing. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and to all the people, saying, the Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city, all of the words that you have heard. Now, therefore, amend your ways and your deeds and obey the voice of the Lord, your God. And the Lord will change his mind about the misfortune which he has announced against you. Now, Jeremiah said this knowing they would never, ever change their mind. He knew. God already told him that they were not going to change their mind, no matter what they did. They were not going to change their mind in the least. In the least. Because they've already made their minds up that they were going to do exactly what they wanted to. And, you know, it's like kind of like a teenager. They'll listen, but then all of a sudden, they will do exactly what they want to do. They don't care. They'll listen to you, but all of a sudden, they'll turn around and do exactly the opposite. Exactly what they, opposite of what they were told. And you know as well as I do, that's the way it works. That's the way it works, folks. I'm telling you. And these people, even though Jeremiah and God and everybody else knew that they were not going to obey or change or anything else, Jeremiah gave them extended that invitation that, you know what, if you do this, you will have the judgment of God taken away. And you'll be spared. You'll be spared, literally. But if you don't, then you're going to have a problem. You and God are going to have a problem. Because it's something that people just don't want to listen. They just simply do not want to listen. And it's too bad, but God had done his part. He said, I won't even call this stuff against you as long as you do what I tell you. But they didn't. They did not want to change their mind, their heart, or anything else. They just simply would not change. And it got so bad that the people just wanted to kill him. And that's what happens to a true prophet of God. But as for me, behold, I am in your hands. Do with me as is good and right in your sight. This is what Jeremiah told them. You do what you want to do to me, but I'm telling you the truth. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood on yourselves and on this city and on its inhabitants. For truly the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing. Now I want you to get this. This is very, very important. Jeremiah said something. He said, go ahead and do whatever you want to do to me. But let me tell you one thing. You put me to death, you're going to bring innocent blood on yourselves and on this city and on its inhabitants. For truly the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing. Now you get it. There's going to be some collateral damage done. Not only to you that want to kill me, and if you do kill me, then fine. You're going to bring a judgment upon this entire city. Everyone in the city. Not necessarily just those that put him to death, but the entire city. And that is the truth about the entire situation. You know, abortion will bring a judgment upon the entire country. And we don't realize it. It will bring, you know, killing innocent blood or bringing innocent blood to death for no reason is a death sentence upon not only the ones that suffereth, but on everyone in the city. Know for certain, if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood on yourselves and on this city and on its inhabitants, for truly the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing. I know it's a sad truth, and it's a truth that each and every one of us ought to know. We need to know it, that this thing brings a death sentence. It brings a judgment upon each and every one. And that's the sad part. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, help us to realize the impact and the intensity, the seriousness of what you're telling us today through Jeremiah. Help us to realize that there's collateral damage involved in everything. And just because we think we're so righteous, it's hard to get away from the collateral damage that others bring upon the city. Help us, God, to be worthy by your blood to escape all these things that will shortly come upon this world and this country and all the things that you've spoken. Help us to be somehow worthy by the blood of Jesus to escape it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, help us and forgive us. Cleanse us today. And let us be born again in Jesus' name. Pray that prayer. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.